me just take one example, which is current and rather dramatic and potentially of quite great significance. Has to do with the Multilateral Agreement on Investment, the MAI. You'll recall that last fall there was huge hubbub about the fast track. There's a lot to say about that, but I'll put it aside. But one element of the fast track discussion was that almost certainly the MAI was a major factor entering into it. In fact, even before the fast track legislation had been introduced, the U.S. Council for International Business had demanded of, well, you know, requested, I suppose is the word, of the Clinton administration that they include the MAI as a central element in fast track. And surely that was true. That's a lot more important than, say, bringing Chile into NAFTA or the kinds of things that were talked about. All of that was known, all of this has been known, but suppressed. Can't find anything about it in discussion. Why is that the case? The corporate world was enthusiastic, but it understood perfectly well that the public was opposed. It was not voted through, which is quite a victory for grassroots activism. The reason was explained by the Wall Street Journal during this period. It said that although they regarded fast track as what they called a no-brainer, it's so obvious that we should have it that you can't even discuss it, they said that critics have what they called an ultimate weapon, namely the public is opposed. It's kind of difficult to deal with that. The public is what Alexander Hamilton once called the great beast. And when the great beast gets out of its cage, you get into all kinds of trouble. Why should the public have been opposed to fast track, incidentally? Well, there was very little discussion of what it was all about. But people were instinctively opposed, and for good instincts. Contrary to what was being discussed, fast track didn't have anything to do with free trade. For one thing, because the agreements they had in mind aren't really free trade agreements. But for another, because the issue was not trade at all. The issue was democracy. The fast track legislation allows the president to negotiate trade agreements without any public knowledge or any public or, for that matter, congressional participation. Congress is simply offered the option, say yes or no, which means you say yes. The most ardent advocate of free trade would oppose fast track if they happen to believe in democracy, that if they happen to believe that the public has a right to know what's happening to them and have a voice in shaping policy.